Manager for Verizon Wireless, and her territory includes Michigan, Indiana, and Kentucky. Michelle, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Very excited about iPads. Me and my family, and we've heard from a lot of folks. Tell us about the new iPad 3.
Sure. So the new iPad, there are a couple of very distinctive differences with it, and probably the most relevant one is that it's a 4G device. So anywhere where you go, where you have a 4G LTE network, you're going to have faster speeds than ever before. And the reason that that's important, particularly with a tablet like an iPad, is if you're taking advantage of video chat, if you're streaming video, so whether you're watching Hulu or maybe you've got a Netflix account and you want to stream your videos, you're going to have those faster speeds, which means no buffering. There's no pausing in the middle of a movie.
How is the coverage in the state of Michigan? Are we near 4G coverage throughout the state?
Well, yeah. So in the greater Lansing area, we've got 4G. We've had it since last year. There are a lot of places in Michigan that you can go where you're going to have 4G coverage. Certainly to the western part of the state, all around the Grand Rapids area, southeastern Michigan, Saginaw, Flint, and we're going to continue to build out our 4G network across more markets in Michigan. I just don't have exact dates that I can share today, but you know that I'll call you as soon as I do.
Michelle, from your perspective, do you think tablets are going to replace the PC?
You know, that's a really good question, and it's a debate that has a lot of different opinions. I don't personally know if it's going to completely replace the PC. I think that there's value in both. Where I see tablets really growing is almost it's that secondary computer in the house. It's something that is extremely portable, that has something for every family member. You know, there are certain things that I think people are going to prefer to do on a PC, particularly when you're talking about lots of heavy writing or creating documents. I know I personally still use a PC for that, but I love having the tablet with me in a meeting and being able to take quick notes and upload it, things like that, relying on it for email. You could replace your PC with a tablet. I'm just not sure that that's going to, that everybody is going to do that in the next few years.
Seems like we've seen the transition from us having those big bulky computers at home, and they've been replaced by PCs. We send most of our information to the cloud, and now people have tablets laying all over the house.
Well, that's true, and it's funny because I was talking to a colleague of mine just this week, and he said a year ago when he got on an airplane, everybody had their laptop. 6 months later, he saw nothing but tablets, and I think that's the difference. The PC is probably still going to be in the home, but what people are doing is they're using their tablets for travel because they power on much quicker. The battery life is outstanding. So you no longer have to worry if you're going away for a day or two that you've got to pack the chargers and all the extra weight that a laptop has when you can take your tablet and travel a lot lighter.
Michelle Gilbert is with Verizon Wireless, and she keeps us up to date on our tech knowledge. Michelle, thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Thanks, Tony.